How did you select the mother out of interest?
It didn't matter to me, as long as she was healthy. Did you care what race? I said, as long as she's healthy and she doesn't have her vision's good and her intellect. I want to know how intelligent she is.
Would you have conceived a child with a black woman?
Of course.
As a surrogate mother?
Of course.
But I've seen Blanket, and I think safe to say his mother was probably white.
No, you're wrong.
I'm wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Blanket's mother's black?
Yeah.
But Blanket's so light.
Black people were called colored people because we come in all colors. From very white, as white as my hand, to very dark, as the dark of your shirt. My father has blue eyes. And when they see Paris, they always think, Debbie, that could easily be my father's genes, you know.
Really?
Of course.
So when do you think you're going to have your next child?
I wish I could have it today.
Really?
I'm thinking about adopting 2 kids from each continent around the world.
Really?
Yeah. A boy and a girl.
From every continent?
On every continent. That's my dream.
He deserved all the joys of life.
And so it was that we came back to our meeting at Neverland with 12-year-old Gavin. I'd found this easily the most disturbing moment of the past 8 months.
You know, some have, and they say, is that really appropriate?
When you're talking about children, we met Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great privilege to meet Gavin because he's had a lot of suffering in his life.
Yeah.
When Gavin was there, he talked about the fact that he shares your bedroom.
Yeah.
Can you understand why people would worry about that?
Because they're ignorant.
But is it really appropriate for a 44-year-old man to share a bedroom with a child who is not related to him at all?
That's a beautiful thing.
That's not a worrying thing?
Why should it be worrying? Who's the criminal? Who's Jack the Ripper in the room? This is a guy trying to help heal a child. I'm sleeping in a sleeping bag on the floor. I gave him the bed because he has a brother named Star. So him and Star took the bed. And I'm on the floor in the sleeping bag.
Did you ever sleep in the bed with them?
No. But I have slept in the bed with many children. I sleep in the bed with all of them. When Macaulay Culkin were little, Kieran Culkin would sleep on this side. Macaulay Culkin's on this side. His sister's in there. We're all just jamming the bed. And we'd wake up like dawn and go in a hot air balloon. You know, we have the footage. I have all that footage.
But is that right, Michael?
It's very right. It's very loving. That's what the world needs now. More love. More
the world.
More,
the world needs
more heart.
The world needs a man who's 44 sleeping
no,
in a
you're
bed
making
with
it,
children.
No, you're making it all wrong.
Well, tell me, help me.
Because what's wrong with sharing love? You don't sleep with your kids or some other kid who needs love, who didn't have a good childhood.
No, I don't. I would never dream of sleeping.
I would.
I would never dream.
Because you've never been where I've been, mentally.
What do you think people would say if I said, well, I've invited some of my daughter's friends round, or my son's friends round, and they're going to sleep in the bed with me tonight?
That's fine.
What do you think their parents would say?
If they're wacky, they would say, you can't. But if you're close family, like your family, you know them well,
But Michael, I wouldn't like my children to sleep in anybody else's bed.
Well, I wouldn't mind if I knew the person well, and if I'm very close to Barry Gibb, Paris and Prince can stay with him anytime. My children sleep with other people all the time.
And you're happy with that?
Fine with it. They're honest. They're sweet people. They're not Jack the Ripper.